This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It is 12.05 p.m. on Thursday, the 17th of June, 2021. And you are, in fact, listening to BizBytes here on Enterprise with me, Christine Wong, and
Arvin Yavranch.
And today, Arvin, can you tell us what we'll be talking about on the show?
So today we're going to be discussing T-Live and their partnership with Creador. Then we're going to talk about responses to the National Recovery Plan and calls for more vaccine centres and registrations.
Yeah, so you can chime in with your thoughts anytime throughout the show, really, about any of the topics as we go through them as well. And you can get us at Twitter, at BFM Radio, and also at BFM Radio on Instagram. And also, you can reach us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. So let's kick it off and talk to me all about T-Live.
Yeah, so we heard of this news earlier last week, but wanted to wait until we got hold of T-Live CEO Brian Liu before getting into the details of this. Like, this pretty big partnership, actually. So basically, private equity fund Creador is taking a 30% stake in Liu Holdings and Rian Berhad, which is the owner of T-Live, for an undisclosed amount due to its impressive revenue and net income. In a joint statement last week, both companies said that they were confident the partnership would take Loop to the next level, especially given Creador's track record in aiding its investee companies with regional growth. Creador founder and CEO Bramal Vasudevan said that the firm chose Loop to be its first investment in the fast-growing food and beverage sector because T-Life has grown to be the regional leader with 650 stores in less than 5 years, which,
wow,
honestly, that's like a huge
yeah,
number. Bramal also cited Loop's impressive revenue of 307 million ringgit and net income of 58 million ringgit for financial year 2020. He pointed out that despite the COVID-19 pandemic, T-Live's multi-format outlets and its omni-channel offerings via food delivery platforms have helped the company maintain some decent or pretty good performance. This partnership means that Creador will be able to take part in the growth of T-Live, which has set up shop in 8 countries. It has been the private equity fund itself has been around since 2011, and Loop is the fund's 39th investment in its portfolio. So just looking at this in terms of numbers and financial value for both parties, T-Live serves over 5 million consumers per month in Malaysia, with presence in Australia, Brunei, Myanmar, Philippines, the UK, Vietnam and Cambodia. On the other side of things, Brian Liu, who's the CEO of T-Live, as mentioned, said that this is perfect timing because the company plans to hit 1,000 stores in Malaysia within the next 3 years. So they have 650 at the moment, with plans to open 100 to 150 stores every year after this.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll get more into that and their like further plans after the break. But also something interesting that many people may not know is that Loop Holdings also owns the coffee chain Basque Bear Coffee, which I didn't know.
I did not know that until right now.
Yeah, so getting into the drinks side of things, or the beverage side of things,
I think.
But yeah, it's quite interesting to see how they've partnered up. Of course, the underlying or the emphasis on growth, to see both companies and how they want to help each other, and especially T-Live, super aggressive growth.
Yeah.
And I guess with this partnership, they're gonna go places, lah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll be very interested to see. I mean, T-Life has already been able to accomplish this much with their current resources at hand, so I can't even begin to imagine how this will accelerate their growth as a company, even further, and I think faster as well. So that'll be interesting. And of course, after the break, we'll be hearing directly from Brian Liu, courtesy of Keith Kam. Is that right?
Yeah. So he got in touch with Brian Liu, and just to get into the finer details of what this massive partnership means for both parties.
Awesome. Well, we will be hearing all about that after this song. But right now, it is Ride by the Vines here on BFM 89.9. Again, if you want to get in touch with us, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio, or WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
Billions from me. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to BizBytes here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong, and I'm joined by
Arvin Yavranch.
And just before the break, we were talking all about
T-Life and this big partnership that they have with Creador.
Right, so we'll be talking about that a little bit more, and we'll also be discussing some other stories later on. But do you want to introduce what we'll be playing right now?
Yeah, so our very own Keith Kam caught up with Brian Liu, founder and CEO of T-Live parent company Loop Holdings, to get into the finer details of T-Live's big partnership with Creador and what that means for the company as a whole.
Brian, news that Loop Holding has sold a 30% stake to Creador. Can you talk to us about what this development means to Loop in the strategic sense? What are you expecting Creador to bring to the table?
So I think to sum up, the key significance here is basically to turbocharge our growth plan from various aspects. So I think as far as we know, Creador has been really, really active, being a strategic partner in the retail space in Malaysia and across South Asia and also India. So I think with them on board, I think we could leverage them in terms of their market insight, experience in the various area across different geographical with the means to support our growth plan going forward. So they already have offices, operation and investee company in Philippines, Indonesia, Thailand, India, which we are very keen to leverage on in terms of our regional expansion. And on top, above and beyond, right, they have this arm called Creador Plus, which is the internal strategy and operating consulting firm. I think that Creador Plus is really helping up a lot of investee across different region or geographical. I think the team really made up from a smart people, smart brain, seasonal professional from all the leading global consulting firm. So I think all these people on board with all the deep operational experience, I think we believe that Creador Plus is a platform that we can leverage, where they have a record to work very closely with all the respective individual or entrepreneur or management team right across the portfolio company to conduct extensive research, analysis, and to help them to fetch out a great insight to develop effective strategy to also further improve the business efficiency, growth, and profitability going forward.
Brian, are you able to disclose what sort of ballpark figure this 30% stake is valued at?
We couldn't reveal because I think it's an agreement between us and Creador. There was an NDA signed regarding the transaction as well. So I think that's where we wanted to remain private on this aspect. But I would say that, you know, it's a fair amount. I think it's a fair transaction, which we are very excited about partnership going forward.
Understood. So now this actually basically helps you boost your own war chest. What are your plans for this boost that Loop is enjoying?
Not so much on the financial standpoint. I feel that, you know, there was a lot of resources that we could leverage on Creador, giving that deep insight and experience investing all the retail player in Malaysia and across the region. So I think that's where we really truly see the value of Creador. Knowing that a PE firm that invested or actively invested in retail player are not many. And one of the exciting one that they have done is Mr. DIY. And across the portfolio, they got Eco Shop, Big Rien, Big Pharmacy. All this has got a great potential for us to learn from and also have a great potential for us to do maybe a concept integration, like how we integrate with recently with Affin Bank was a great model that we can explore an integration model going forward with Mr. DIY, with EcoShop. So I think those are the areas that we can see a great synergy.
Now, you guys have recorded a 3-year compound CAGR of 56% in revenue, 180% in net income. I mean, I must say, this comes despite challenges posed by the pandemic. Tell us how you navigated through this.
I think there are a few areas that we think we have done right. Number one is the diversity of our store format and also supported by a strong delivery coverage and capacity. So I think that's the winning that we could recall or reflected past the 1 over years of our pandemic period. And then we also launched a series of contactless initiatives to really stay relevant and across all single touch points to allow our customer to access to us more conveniently and safely. So we also developed a lot of new verticals from e-commerce, FMCG-related product, T-Life Eats, our boat on virtual format like Bus Bear Coffee. I think with all these coming on board, right, it gives us a very strong ability and strength to continue to grow despite the challenging sentiment and challenging market condition.
And I want to follow up on some questions that we talked about when we last met around Christmas last year. You told me that there has been a delay of at least 1 year for your listing plans on Bursa Malaysia, understandably. First, are you still keen on this exercise and what are the updates on this front?
Yeah, I think we are definitely very open-minded about all the potential corporate exercise going forward. But our immediate goal at this moment is to really expand effectively and profitably to arrive at the thousands of outlets in the next 2-3 years' time. So I'm sure that, you know, with our PE investor coming on board, right, we will have to look at unlocking the company value at some point in time. But till that happens right now, our sole focus is really all about how do we leverage our strategic partners to fuel our growth plan in a bigger way in which we could not realize ourselves.
That means your 1,000 store target is still ongoing. But you did tell me as well that you are now looking at a timeline of 2022. I was just wondering, has this changed with the COVID situation not really improving locally?
I think before FMCO happened, right, where renovations are all being halted, we are still confident to deliver our targets of store count expansion. We are expanding in the pace of about 120 to 150 outlets a year. We are still very positive on reaching about 1,000 locations by maybe 2023 instead of 2022. And we already have all the local offices being built across our multiple key states that will support in terms of our business development, our training and our audit, and also giving us great capacity to grow our own corporate store going forward.
You also told me that there's been a change in strategy with regards to store locations, which was necessitated by the COVID-19 pandemic, because you talked about how much more impacted your mall-based ones are versus standalone stores and those tied to petrol stations. Where are we on this? Are you effecting a change in strategy in this way? Are we seeing more standalone stores as opposed to mall-based ones? And, you know, are you planning to close the mall-based ones for one thing?
I think our biggest learning is how do we make sure that, you know, we achieve diversity in our store format to allow us to have a great model to cruise through all different kind of market situations. So like right now, when lockdown situations, right, the mall literally going down. But because of the diversity of the standalone store, it gives us a strength to access to customer from all across different neighborhood and community, right, through takeaway as well as delivery. So I think we have doubled down corporate expansion in East Malaysia, East Coast, South, primarily focused on the inline store format and drive-through format for the past 6 months. So we were also expanding into petrol station in East Malaysia for the very, very first time. We are definitely excited about this new milestone because we feel that, you know, we understood the model very well about petrol model and how far we could bring our brand deeper into all different kind of local community in the East Malaysia.
That's on the T-Life front. Are you guys on the lookout for any other new brands, given that there might be opportunities brought about by the COVID-19 pandemic?
We do. Actually, we also remain very positive and open-minded on all the potential vertical that has got to do with beverages. So we look at areas that has yogurt, coffee, specialty coffee, kombucha. So any related beverages business is definitely on our card. I think soon we will announce one of the brand that we are in talk actively right now and hoping to acquire by maybe in a month's time.
Let's talk about your overseas expansion plans. How is that coming along?
So for pandemic period, obviously overseas expansion are a lot more vulnerable compared to last time because traveling being restricted, cross-border being restricted and so difficult, right? But we are still proud because we put up a Cambodia store just 2-3 months ago. We put our first store in Cambodia and now we are looking at expanding 2-3 outlets more in Cambodia, working with the local partners. There are a few more countries in the talk right now. We are also just signed Mauritius. That will be another pipeline that we're really excited about. And maybe going forward, we will look at expanding more effectively together with our strategy partner, Credo. Because as I said, they have a lot of offices across the region, Philippines, Thailand, Indonesia, and all this. I think those are the area that we will really put our focus at.
So yeah, that was...
This is what happens when Rich Bradbury is not in the studio. Uh-huh. We're on like too much of the same wavelength.
That was Keith Kam talking to Brian Liu, founder and CEO of T-Life, parent company Loop Holdings, about their major partnership with Credo.
Yes, and also what that means for the company as a whole. But of course, that's not the only thing that we'll be talking about today. Later on, after a little bit of music and messages, we'll be also discussing some responses by economists to the National Recovery Plan, as well as calls for more vaccine centers and registrations as well. And that's all coming up shortly. But for now, here is Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses. After that, we'll be hearing from Arvind Yuvraj with the KLCI update, which will be great. Well, yeah, here's Guns N' Roses on BFM 89.9 on BizBytes.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.